You are listening to KURE 88.5 Ames Alternative, now celebrating 65 years of college radio. This is Ellery with KURE Live, here with Howie from Ballyhoo.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. We just had a little hiccup, and now we're all set to go.
All right, sweet.
All right. So you guys just put out an EP about 3 weeks ago, right?
Yeah, about a week ago. A week ago yesterday. It's called The Cool Down, an EP, and we just found out that it is going to chart on the Billboard chart. We just don't know what number yet.
Awesome. Congrats.
Thank you. Pretty awesome.
So is this what record is this? You guys have been a band for almost as many years as I've been alive.
Yeah, it's kind of weird to think about. We've got 5 studio albums and a couple EPs, so this one, we put out an EP earlier this summer called Halo, and then we wanted something to do for the fall, so we recorded some jams back in April with the mindset of kind of going at a more acoustic and less aggressive, so we have like a more of a pop punk reggae sound, and never really had anything. I mean, we've used acoustic guitars on albums, I think every album, but not in this way. Completely different approach, and call it The Cool Down because it's kind of that vibe. It's just kind of relaxing, chilling out, and hoping it'll make people want to, forget their problems for 20, 25 minutes.
Yeah, sure. That's a good goal. And then you guys are just taking off on a tour with that too right now, right?
Yeah, we met up with our boys, Tribal Seeds. I think the first show was October 17th. Started in Colorado, and started making our way east. Sorry, the road makes you tired. so now we're in Cleveland and making our way home for our big Baltimore Halloween show on Friday, and then kind of continue on down to the Carolinas, Florida, and over to Texas, California.
Cool. So you have a Halloween show. What are you guys dressing up as?
I think we're going to do Back to the Future. We're going to be different characters from that. I think I'm going to be Marty, and one of the guys is Doc, So that'll be fun. And then we're just really, really incorporating. The whole thing is it's called the Dead 80s, so it's themed out. So anything 80s, kind of zombified. I mean, just doesn't even have to be something, some kind of a dead thing. It's kind of just anything 80s. We're encouraging people to dress up. It's got to be a lot of fun and easy to do,
Yeah, that totally sounds super cool.
Yeah, it's our 8th one in a row. Done these 8 years in a row, and they get bigger every year. It's pretty awesome.
That is awesome. Hopefully you make it to 10. You can do something really special.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, well, you guys have been together for 19 years, so how is it touring with the same people every year? Like, do you guys ever get sick of each other?
It's typical, just kind of bicker here and there and awkward silences sometimes. But, it's just, you're stuck in a van with the same dudes, it makes for those weird times. But we also have a lot of fun together and, laugh about the dumbest things and, so we have a lot of inside jokes that are just stupid and funny to us. get up on stage and rock it. Good.
And then what do you guys do, I guess, for writing inspiration since you have been together so long and you've put out so many albums? And
a lot of things. A lot of it comes from real life, personal things. Just things that have happened to me or maybe people that I know, and I just try to tell a story, and so the whole idea is I want people to feel connected and be able to relate to the music and the lyrics, and kind of know that it's not just them, that they're not alone. Kind of a positive influence.
Yeah. What are your favorite songs to play live? Since you've got again such a large discography to choose from, do you guys?
Yeah, we have a pretty large catalog. I really love playing She Wants to Destroy Me from the Pineapple Grenade record, one from last year. I love playing Morning Sunlight. It's like the 50s, like doo-wop kind of meets Weezer kind of sound. I love playing the old classics like Last Night and Cerveza. Just a lot of fun, high energy songs. Walk Away is a big one. Like, might be our most popular song. Just people go crazy and they sing along to it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So how did you guys decide on your sound? Because I have to say, when I first looked you guys up, pop punk reggae was an interesting genre to read.
It was something that just kind of came. I was already listening to like Green Day and bands like that when I was starting the band and kind of playing, you know, these pop punk songs that I was writing. And then that following year, I heard Goldfinger for the first time from California. Mm-hmm. I heard them on our local alternative station. And the song was called Here in Your Bedroom. And it just kind of, I loved it. I fell in love with it. And I bought the album a couple days later and started kind of mixing ska and reggae. That's what they were doing, mixing ska and reggae with the punk. And I started using those upstrokes and the melodies. And, you know, then I got into Sublime and 311 and, you know, Marley and all that stuff, UB40. So, I don't know, it just kind of molded into what it is now. Just a fun song. I never try to force it. I'm not going to make a song a reggae or a ska song because it has to be. You know, I want the song to breathe and tell me what it wants, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the end, it just works out to be a lot of fun and, like, a lot of high energy for the live shows.
Cool. And then how did you meet your bandmates and get this all together?
The drummer is my brother, so, you know, there's that. Mm-hmm. And then we started the band in our mom's basement and kind of played. And then we found a guy at school to play bass. And then, so sorry. Yawning. We found went through a couple of bass players, you know, just over time, and picked up Scott, started as our DJ, like scratching records and throwing samples and stuff in our first record, and then kind of kept him around and just kept playing shows, and then picked up Nick, our new bass player, back in May. I think was his official first show with us. Our previous bass player of 10 years had just left. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, now here we are with a new sort of lineup. And it's going well.
Since Nick is new, did you guys do any hazing to get him used to being in the band?
We just treat him like crap. We make fun of him and we, you know, stuff like that. Just a lot of things. It's sort of like, you know, we put in all the work, you know, and you just kind of, for him to just walk into it and play these cool shows and go on these cool tours and, you know, have roadies to move his gear and stuff and have hotels every night. That's not how we started. You know, we were going floors and doing it ourselves. And so we like to, you know, we like to mess with him a lot and, call him a loser and things.
And then kind of back to how did you meet the guys? How did you guys decide on your name?
That was a friend who, you know, again, we were kids when we named the band, so a friend of ours, she just kind of pitched it to us. She said, hey, you should call your band Ballyhoo, and I had no idea what it meant. And, I looked it up, and it means loud noise, crazy promotion, crazy event. Look at me, look at me. So, yeah, it just kind of stuck. I thought it sounded cool, and it was different, you know?
Yeah. So you've been on a lot of past tours. You've done Bamboozle, Warped Tour. Are you guys looking to do anything like that again this year, like a festival circuit? Or?
Yeah, we're going to be doing, looks like we're lining up some festivals for the spring. And then there's talk of possibly maybe doing Warped Tour again if they'll have us. So, that, you know, we just locked in the Expendables Winter Blackout Tour, which starts in January, runs till March. So that's going to be... It's going to be a big run there. We never stop. We're always busy. Always kind of, you know, just face forward and, you know, running, you know?
Yeah. So what do you think the coolest experience you've had because of this band has been in your past, you know, almost 20 years now of doing this and getting to go around and play music and do festivals and meet people? What's the biggest upside of it?
And we've been, I mean, you know, there's a lot of people don't really understand like what it takes to do this and to make a touring band work. You know, there's a lot that goes into it, a lot of heartache, a lot of sacrifice, a lot of money, you know, lost, and not a whole lot is made, you know, and, you know, but it does take you to some very cool places. We've done a few, a couple 311 cruises where we hooked up with them and a bunch of other cool bands and went out to the Bahamas for a few days. And I've done some really great festivals and opened for some cool bands. And something really awesome happened this past weekend. We ended up, somehow it worked out to where the Ravens were playing the Bengals in Cincinnati. And, you know, we're Baltimore, so Ravens fan. So our friends Tribal Seeds know Domata Pico, who plays for the Bengals. So they got us in. He got us in, and we got to see the game, and it was great. I mean, the Ravens lost by a few points, but still great. And then to be there, and then Domata ended up inviting us to dinner, taking us to like this expensive dinner, and then we went back to his house and just raged all night. It was insane. It was like the coolest thing ever.
That sounds sick.
Yeah, I got to hang out with some other football players and some old like famous basketball players. It was wild.
All right. Well, on the other side of that, what's the hardest part about all of this?
You know, missing home, missing the family, not being around for things. You know, the thought of, hey, you know, if I was working at an office job, I'd probably be making more money. You know, like if I was doing anything else. But you know, just those little things. You know, it's like all that stuff that kind of gets on you. And then, you know, you travel very far, and then sometimes there's some disappointment with turnouts, or you know, the show didn't go like you'd hoped, or you know, there's a lot of that. We have a lot of great shows, trust me, but there are those ones where you're just like, oh man, this is just a mess, you know?
Yeah. Do you have any memorable fan stories?
Nothing too crazy. I mean, I went to this kid's house a few years ago. Like 5 years ago in Kentucky, and he was like a super fan. We didn't realize it, and we were looking for a place to stay. They stayed at my place, went to his house, and had like nowhere for us to sleep, like on this college campus, and he was blasting our music just so loud, and it was just uncalled for. And I just kind of thought that maybe he was going to be wearing our skin or something the next morning. You know, so stayed at a hotel in Denver called the Royal Palace. It was just totally like a crack or a meth house or something, man. It was scary. There was dried blood on the bathtub. Like,
oh, wow.
Just super sketchy situation. We got up and got out of there as soon as we could.
Gosh, it's at that point you're like, might as well sleep in the van, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, so you're on this big tour right now, and you're playing a show tonight, right?
Say again, I'm sorry.
Are you playing a show tonight?
Oh, yeah, we're in Cleveland tonight.
Right. What city do you guys enjoy performing in the most?
And we love playing at home in Baltimore. The shows are always wild. They go off. We love St. Pete, Florida. Those are always really fun. We seem to do hometown numbers down in Florida, you know. California is great, you know. Denver is another amazing town. Seattle's really great. So there's quite a few.
Have you guys toured internationally at all?
Not like overseas or anything, but we've done Canada and Mexico. Did Mexico once, 5 years ago, out on the beach down there. So big beach bash with the Dirty Heads and a bunch of other bands. And then did Canada Warped Tour dates and a couple others before that. So, but yeah, we're hoping to get over to like UK, Europe, maybe Japan, you know.
Yeah, cool.
No idea when, but it's great.
Just fly over on your own and just set up in the subways.
Oh, what's that?
Just fly over on your own and just set up in the subways. There you go.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, I think that is probably about it for us today.
All right.
Well, thank you for coming on, and it was great talking to you. I hope you have a great tour.
And thank you very much. Thanks awesome a lot for having me, and we'll hope to keep rocking it.
All right. Good luck.
All right. Thanks.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.